everyone. This is daytime.
Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
This is Carly from Daytime After Dark, and tonight we have a very special guest, Michael Crusoe. He's an actor, producer known for Divinity, The Blackout, and Winterstone, which is right now, so I'm bringing him on air, everyone. Hey, Michael.
Hi, Carly. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem. And by the way, you do not need to get dressed for this show. But, okay, if you wanted to so bad,
go for it. Go on.
You probably had a busy day and your brain is fried, so I get it. I really liked Divinity. It was such
Thank you.
And The Blackout was really good, too. And what got you into wanting to do this? And were you a soap person when you were younger?
Was I a soap person when I was younger? No, I wasn't. My mother and my aunts and my grandmother, they were all big-time soap people. I remember when Dallas and Dynasty were on television, my mom wouldn't let me watch shows like that because at the time it was very scandalous. So I didn't really discover those shows. I remember when I was in college, there used to be a network called TNN, and they reran the entire series of Dallas. And that's really when I got into it. And when I was in college, Sunset Beach and Passions came out. So I watched those shows because they were on during the day when I was home in between classes. And they were a lot of fun. I know that not everybody loves Passions, but I got a kick out of it. And I really loved Sunset Beach because I'm a big Aaron Spelling fan. So,
me too.
But no, I didn't grow up watching daytime soaps. I have an incredible amount of respect for the genre, and obviously I have a lot of friends and people who work in daytime, and I kind of, you know, went more into that as I got older, but it wasn't a young thing.
I'm shocked. No, I'm being funny. And a lot of people are asking me, and, you know, for older generation who don't have computers and all that and tablets and everything, will you ever put Winterstone or any of your other products you've been having on cable?
On cable. Well, that's more of a complicated answer. I would love to be able to put my shows on television. By putting things on the internet, I'm able to have control, and that's how, you know, these shows are born and whatnot. To get a show onto television, a network has to want to purchase that show. So if a network came to me and said, we would like to, you know, turn Winterthorn into a television series or Divinity into a television series, I, of course, would be open to that. But what's really nice is that for older viewers, you know, technology has changed quite a bit. It's not as difficult to watch shows on the computer as it used to be. It's become much more user-friendly. And I'm sure that everybody has a family member, you know, a friend or somebody where they could watch it. Winterthorn is really more like one of those miniseries from the 80s. It's kind of structured that way. So it's four episodes. Mm-hmm. So it's not like a daytime soap in the sense that you have to watch it every day or you're going to miss something. It's more like it's got a little bit of a primetime feel with a lot of daytime elements that people really love.
Well, I mean, that's good. Then every time my grandma gets on the computer, she thinks she's going to, you know, break it with, I kind of laugh at it. I'm like, Grandma, you cannot break it. I promise.
It's interesting. a lot of actors even, we work with a lot of, you know, classic television actors, and even they are kind of just now learning how all of this works. And it seems mm-hmm. a lot more intimidating than it really is. You just go to the website. We make it very easy for you. You pick the episode you want to watch and you click play. So if you can put something in the microwave or turn on the stove, you can totally do this as well. And I'm on Twitter and Facebook and whatnot, and we always try to help people through it if they're having a difficult time getting everything to work.
Well, that's good. So how did this series come up with your film? Because I love the idea. I think you're doing a great job. But how did you come up with it?
So like I was saying, you know, when I was a kid, the women in my family really loved all these great soaps. And I was very close with my grandmother. And when I created Divanity was kind of that homage to Dallas and Dynasty. But my grandmother also really loved candy. She loved it. She could eat. She was this tiny woman, but she could eat enough candy to sink a ship. And she lived in Buffalo, New York. And years ago, I don't know if they still do it or not, they used to have what was called bulk candy. And it was barrels filled with candy. And you just fill up a plastic bag with it. And she used to get gumdrops and spearmint leaves and all this crazy stuff. And we'd sit in her garage and we'd eat candy and talk and whatnot. And she'd talk to me about all of her favorite shows. My grandmother loved television. She loved all of those great shows. And she loved daytime television, too. And this was really just kind of another thing, really, to honor her. And I thought, you know, candy is such an innocent thing. People love candy. What if we added a really dark undercurrent to it? What if we added a very complex story to a family that makes candy? Because the thing with Winterthorne is that candy is really only a fraction of what's really happening with the show itself. There's a lot more at play in the story.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen a couple of episodes, and I can feel that, and I love it, and I love all the actors and actors on it. And I'm jealous that you got Linda Gray. I love Linda Gray. I love her.
She's amazing.
And we just had Kathryn Getty on not too long ago, like a week and a half ago, and we love her.
Isn't she amazing? I love Kathleen.
Yeah,
Kathleen is
funny and engaging, and you know, I was so happy when I heard she was coming on to the show for you guys. I was just so happy about that.
She's an incredible actress. She guest stars in our second episode, and it was interesting. She had a lot of dialogue. She has a very big scene in the second episode, and she nailed it in the first take, and everybody was so blown away. She literally got a standing ovation from everybody. Because she did it, she didn't make a single mistake. She is an absolute pro. She's Hungarian, and my wife is Hungarian. So they hit it off instantly, and they were speaking Hungarian on the set, and the two of them were like two peas in a pod. So she was an absolute, absolute joy to work with.
Well, and I told you before, I'm in love with John Paul. You know, I've been in love with him since One Life to Live days. And I could look at him all day long. I know I shouldn't be telling you that, but yeah, it's true. I love that you got him. I thought, wow, that is amazing. Because people miss him on daytime.
Yeah, John Paul is hilarious. He's so smart. John Paul is filled with lots of random trivia. He's like an encyclopedia. And he pulls out these crazy random bits of knowledge on the set. And he had everybody cracking up. And he's another one. He was an absolute joy to work with. He was a lot of fun. He and Martha have incredible chemistry. It's really funny, when he walked onto set, she looked at me and she goes, "Oh my God, he could totally be Philip Kiriakis." So now, this is long before she had been announced to be returning to Days and before he had gotten cast the part. So we all thought it was really funny when they brought him on to be Philip Kiriakis, and I called Martha and I was like, "You called it, you knew it." So I'm looking forward to seeing what they're going to do on the show together.
Because, you know, I mean, and you have Chris. Okay, you have another favorite of ours, Kristen Stones,
okay. And
like you have Martha Madison too. Both
yeah.
Days of a Life Fail, which I find hilarious that you got that. I'm like, "Oh, that is so funny." What made you decide to cast both of them?
Martha is the star of the show. Martha is our lead actress. And I had met Martha at the Daytime Emmys about 2 years ago when Divanity was nominated. And she was there with Lily Malagar hosting Soapbox. And she interviewed
mm-hmm.
my wife and I. And there was just something about her that really stuck out. I found her I loved her personality, and she was very bold, and she wasn't afraid to ask crazy questions, and it really just kind of, it really left an impression on me. And when I started developing Winterthorn, I reached out to her because we had become friends on Facebook, and I said, I wasn't sure if she was still doing The Bay or not, and I didn't want to be disrespectful to anybody over at The Bay. So she had
mm-hmm.
actually just left the show, and I said, "Well, if you're interested, I'd love to take a meeting with you because I've got a part that I think you might be interested in." So we had lunch, and we pumped her full of champagne, and she said yes, and the rest is history. So she was really, really great. So obviously when we were casting the part of her sister, Miranda's sister, Celine, I really wanted Kirsten. I love Kirsten's energy, and I think she's a terrific actress. And Martha actually was the one who reached out to her and said, "Will you take a look at this script?" And Kirsten said yes. And then I went back, and I kind of tailored it a little bit, not a lot, but a little bit in moments to kind of wink at the relationship between the two and acknowledge that, you know, that Martha was Kirsten's recast on Days. So there is kind of a little moment that's very funny. But it's a great scene between the two of them. I'm looking forward to hearing the audience reaction on that.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I think this is going to be another one-way hit for you.
Thank you.
So how many episodes will you have? And when will we know there will be a season two? See, my mind works ahead.
So we premiere our first episode this Thursday, August 27th. And then it's four episodes total for the whole season. They're a little bit under a half an hour apiece. And starting the second episode through the fourth episode, it'll move to Fridays at 3 o'clock. So this week, Thursday at 3, next week, Fridays at 3. And then as far as season two goes, I've got to wait and see. We have to see if people like it and if they want more. I never assume that anybody's going to like anything. But you know what? I don't like it when people assume anything. I'm not a fan of that. So I'm really hoping that people like it. It's very different. It's a very different type of show. And I'm hoping the audience gets a kick out of it and enjoys the story and really gets involved in the characters and the family dynamic. But, you know, if that all goes well, yes, I would love to do a season two, but I'm still trying to kind of wrap my head around getting the first one out there.
Well, yeah, and people are loving the trailer, just but you know. People are loving them. People have commented to me on that. And
I love the soap fans, and I want them to be happy.
Well, yeah, you need soap fans on, you know, to be happy. Because
yes,
sometimes
you do.
We haven't been happy. And this is like our happy place. So, I mean, this is good. Can people binge watch all of them, like, you know, from beginning to end? Will they be able to do that, too?
Will they be able to do what? Say the question again.
You know, binge watch, like, sit on a Saturday after the whole season is done and just watch. Okay, because
absolutely. Once the episodes go up on the site, they stay up on the site, so you can watch it at 3 o'clock in the morning. You could watch it at noon. You could watch it 24 hours a day. All four episodes will be available online. I'm going to try to keep them up for a while. They might be taken down eventually, but that has not been decided yet. But for the immediate future, everybody will have plenty of time to watch all of the episodes. And in fact, I think that Winterthorn is a great example of a show that's perfect for binge watching. The story gets a little complicated in areas. There's a lot of history involved, so you might even need to watch episodes more than once. It's a great show to binge watch.
Oh, that is really cool because, you know, that's what I do on my Netflix thingy. I just watch it because then you don't have to wait. Then after you watch it, you're like, why did I just watch the whole season? Now I have to wait. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
That's not a good idea.
It's a new way of viewing things. People really like doing that. I thought for a minute about releasing all of them at once, but, you know, we all worked really hard, and I really believe that soap operas, I think that they should be something that people get to look forward to, and I want people to get excited during the week for the next episode, and I really kind of want it to be a thing that everybody gets to talk about and have a lot of fun with, which is why I've made the decision to roll it out over 4 weeks instead of releasing everything at once.
I think that's a great idea, Michael. That is just a great idea. And so does any of your fans, what do you want your fans to know more about the show? And is there anything, you know,
do you have fans? Did you find one?
Yeah. Michael, I love you. I mean, God,
aww.
I've always loved you. And besides, I know you really, but
sweet.
I think you're really hearty, and you could make it in soaps. If this doesn't ever pan out, you could totally make it in soaps, by the way.
You're
but,
very sweet. I actually like food too much. I don't have the body for it. I used to when I was in my 20s. I guess if I was really disciplined, I could do it. But what do I want fans to know? I want them, sorry, I live in downtown LA and there's a police car driving by. You could probably hear it. I would love the fans. First of all, I'd like the fans to know how grateful I am for all of the support. Everybody has been absolutely incredible. All of the blog talkers and the soap journalists and everybody's really gotten excited about Winterthorn. And that really means a lot to me on a personal level as well as a professional level. I want people to keep an open mind when they watch Winterthorn. It's not your normal soap in the sense that it is very much a fantasy. There's no magic. There's no witches or wizards or anything like that. But it's set in a real world that is not a real world, if that makes any kind of sense at all. It's not designed to be a city that you've ever seen. Obviously, you know, people are talking about the clothes and the way everybody dresses and whatnot. It's a different world in which all of these things are perfectly normal, but they're not normal because the Winterthorn family is very different from a lot of other people. So I'm hoping that everybody kind of gives it its own chance to breathe on its own and not try to compare it to a daytime soap or whatnot, because while it very much is a soap opera, it's also very much a family drama, and it kind of operates from a storytelling perspective a little bit differently than a daytime drama does.
Awesome, you know. Okay, so we are going to bring on Carlos for a minute, but...
Oh, wow.
Okay, so I want to know, are you a football fan? I'm going to, you know, just throw that out there.
Am I a football fan? I enjoy it. I don't really follow it or watch it. My family's from Buffalo, so we used to be big Bills fans.
I know.
Watch all the games and eat our weight in chicken wings, but I don't really watch a lot of television for the most part. Sometimes on occasion we will, but you know, I'm not into it. So no, I don't really watch a lot of football.
Okay.
But I love football fans because I always love seeing on my Facebook and Twitter feeds people go crazy and I get a kick out of it. They get all passionate about sports. It's kind of like soap fans and sport fans. they all get crazy for what they love. And I really, I like anybody that's passionate about something.
Yeah, I mean, my two passions besides this, though, is football and soaps. I mean, I'm a big
nice.
Seahawk fan, and if anyone doesn't like my Seahawks, I get mad at them, and I need to work on that. But is there any movies you're going to be doing? Making any movies or doing any movies while you're on break from this?
Not well. I literally last week, or was it a week and a half ago? We just wrapped shooting Steve Silverman's new series, Club 5150. Deidre Hall guest starred on that, so I got to spend the day hanging out with her, and that was a lot of. She was really fun, nice as can be. Such an amazing actress. Eden Riegel from All My Children is in it. Krista Flanagan from Mad Men is in it. So it's just this incredible ensemble cast, and I literally just wrapped filming that. So I'm taking a little bit of a break so we can roll out Winter Thorn, and then we'll see what comes up next.
Well, if you, whenever that movie, you know, thing comes out, let me know, and I would love to have you in the cast on talking about it to get, explicit for it. Well, I better take some calls, though, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Hi, 361, you're on the air.
Yes, hello, Michael?
Yes.
Hi, this is Willie. I just wanted to say that I'm very proud and excited for your new series. You know me, I'm very devoted and supportive of Divanity.
Thank you.
I'm just so stoked that you did it again. You created a new series, and, you know, you've got all my favorites. Like Riley was saying, you've got John Paul in there. You know, I've got such a major crush on John Paul since, like, No One Has to Live as well.
Are you on Twitter?
And Martha, oh, my God, Martha, you just, like, you've taken us to a whole new level of not just soaps, but to, like, a whole new realm, and I love it. Linda Gray, I mean, you've got all the good ones in there.
Thank you.
I agree.
What's your Twitter handle?
It's at Soap Fan Club.
Okay, all right, fantastic. Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, me and you were teasing last night about that whole thing with the magazine that you were holding, and I was so upset because they didn't get my magazine distributed.
Oh, Willie Garza.
Yeah.
Yes,
I never got my
okay.
magazine, so I was, like, so bummed because, like, I even subscribed to the magazine. I never got it. And then I went to the store to go buy the same magazine, and they never even got it to distribute. So I'm like, oh, my God, I'm, like, so jelly right now because all it is you keep showing that picture with your magazine that you tease it. There's, like, treats in there. I'm like, I need to get a magazine.
Well, we'll post pictures of it. I've always had a longstanding agreement with the Soap Press that, they need to sell magazines so they can stay in business. So we never post any pictures of the actual articles until they're off of the newsstands because we want, you know, great magazines like Soaps In Depth and Soap Opera Digest to be around for a very long time. So we always really try to be respectful of that. And they've been very, very good to us. So hang in. I'm sorry that your store doesn't carry them. Sometimes stores.
Yeah, I just got three quick questions just to ask you.
Yeah.
The first one is, what do you like to enjoy when you're writing, like, your scripts? What kind of are you, like, your favorite snacks that you like to enjoy?
What's my favorite what that I like to enjoy?
Your favorite snacks you like to enjoy when you're writing your script.
My favorite snacks. I love pretzels. Anybody that knows me will tell you that I could go through a bag of pretzels like nobody's business. That's
oh my God, we just became besties. I love pretzels. You need to try the gourmet pretzels. They're so good.
Oh yeah, I like the flat pretzel chips. Those are the ones that I typically like to eat, and I love dipping them into Greek yogurt. It's kind of gross because it gets all over my hands and everything. But my favorite snack while I write is pretzels and vodka.
Okay. Now my second question is actually more a request. But if you do get past this first season and you do a season for season two, I've got a request. I'd love for you to bring one of your characters that you had on Divanity, the one that played. I'm sorry, I'm bad on names right now, but he played Michael on Grease 2.
Oh, Maxwell Caulfield.
Yeah, my ADD kicks in, so I forget all the names. But yeah, him. If you could put him in, I would be so happy. Because
listen,
I'm a huge fan of people that we all would love to see more characters of your Divinity do a little slide cameos or anything. I mean, it just, you know, it'd be such a nod to your series. It's phenomenal.
If I brought Maxwell on, you know, like I was saying before, Winterthorn doesn't take place in Los Angeles. It's a completely different kind of world in general. I would work with Maxwell Caulfield again in a heartbeat. He was so nice, and he's still very good friends with Gordon Thompson, who plays my father-in-law on Winterthorn, and he played my dad on Divinity. But Maxwell actually tours a lot, and there was a moment where I thought about actually writing something for him for this first season, but he was over in London. I think he was touring with Singing in the Rain. So he does a lot of theater with he's doing a new show with Juliet and Hilly Mills. So he's all over the place, but I absolutely love him. He's a great guy. I'd work with him again anytime.
Okay, and then my last one would be, if you could, and this is a challenging question, if you could do your series for The Winterborn, if you were to choose an outlet of where you would want to be distributed, which one would it be between, like, Hulu Plus, the Netflix, or Amazon Prime? With so many competitions, which one would you see your series being out there for if you took a chance?
I would want to be with a network that believed in my vision of the show and that allowed me the creative freedom to let the show remain the way I would like it. Sometimes networks like to tinker with shows, as we all know, and I have a great deal of respect for networks, and they're you know, part of this wonderful machine that we're all in. But I would probably go with the people that just really liked Winterthorn and, you know, that gave me as much creative freedom as possible. So, the honest answer to that question is anybody that really just appreciates what we're trying to do and really wants to let me continue working with all of these great soap actors and all of these performers and whatnot, and that really gets how the genre works and wants to support me in that.
Oh, okay. Just the last question would be is, are we able to get Divinity on DVD anytime soon? Because I would love to get a copy of that.
We will be releasing Winterthorn on DVD several months after the show finishes airing, because we need to honor all of our Indiegogo commitments, because a lot of people donated to help bring the series to life. So, yes, we will be putting it out on DVD, and people will be able to purchase it. I don't have a date, but it will hopefully be before Christmas. That's the plan.
All right. Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure interviewing you, and, you know,
thank
you have
so
a wonderful evening.
Support.
Thank you, Polly,
really
so much.
It.
I love your show.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Uh-huh. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. So, let's see. David, my little sweetie.
Hello.
Hi, honey.
I'm finally here.
Hi,
it took
honey.
A while, but I'm here.
Oh, I know.
Yeah,
okay. Got any questions? So,
from one disaster to the next, so moving on.
So, got any questions for him?
Well, how did you get into doing a web series?
How did I get into doing a web? Hi, by the way, David. How are you? How did I get into it? You know, many years ago, I had just finished working on a movie, and my wife and I had a very close-knit group of friends, a couple basically that would eventually become the cinematographer and the director of Divinity, my first show. And we were all sitting around, and we were basically complaining about Los Angeles, and we were saying, we know so many talented people that never work, that never get chances. Why don't we do something? And 5 years ago, web series were really just starting to emerge, and it was a form of entertainment that was accessible to a lot of people, and it was something
so
that, I'm sorry?
Because they were usually so short.
They used to be really short. I mean, and I remember when I first got into the web series game, and I asked around, I was like, well, how long should these episodes be? People were like, no, 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 no longer than 5 to 7 minutes. But I realized that that doesn't really work with a soap because Divinity progressed, more and more people were like, we wish the episodes were longer. So I had to make a choice. Do I have, 15, 12-minute episodes, or do I do fewer 30-minute episodes that kind of recreate the television feel so that people can really get invested in the characters? And that's ultimately what I ended up doing. So it's an evolution.
Well, some things are, like, for example, I'm working on a web series myself, and what the idea is, they're going to be batches of, 6 minutes to 8 minute segments all strung together in batches. Like, for example, they are, this way people can at least follow along with these characters on a you can either watch each 6 minute to 8 minute segment or even 13 minute segment on their together, or whenever you have time. Because each time would be like a commercial break, and there would be some kind of hook. The idea being that they're not, the storyline could progress, but you can also take your time however you want to watch it. If you only got 6 minutes to watch this show, or part of it, you can keep up.
That's the beauty of online viewing. Even though my episodes are longer, the episodes don't go away, so if you have to press pause or you have to come back to it, there's no right or wrong way to do anything on the internet. That's the great thing about it.
Because, I got inspired by how, how fans sometimes take scenes of a favorite character or pairing on, YouTube.
Okay.
And in each scene is, 6 minutes long or something like that. But when they're strung together, you can have a whole half hour's worth of show, six 6 minute segments, and that would be an episode. But my thought is, if I had broke them down in that way for each episode, this way people can have the choice of stopping any given period.
But that's effectively what any show is. You've got a certain number of segments. When I write, I've always got my beginning, middle, and end of each episode, so it's broken down into beats. So you could, in theory, if I wanted to take a half an hour episode of Winterthorn, I could chop it up into four mini episodes if I wanted to. So it really just becomes a personal preference to how you want to tell the story and how much jumping back and forth you want to do.
The idea, though, is it's hard for me. I have zero money. I've got a friend who is in the business of working with television and stuff like that, and we're trying to put together a show. We're really stage of talking right now on this. And I've got several other ideas for shows, and I also want to try and salvage and revive some of the older soaps that got canceled in the first place. I was part of the movement to try and keep One Life to Live and All My Children alive, and we partially did this, except for the whole legal fiasco, which has left everything.
Yeah, it's tricky. It's a very complicated...
Have you followed any of that, by the way?
Followed any what?
Any of that with the legal stuff, with Plastic Park and all that? Have you followed any of that stuff?
Yes, I have.
I'm not even sure where to begin on that right now. I mean, I personally feel like I should find a way to lock those two parties in a room together and feed them through the door until they come up with a solution out of court. You know what I'm saying?
I think that...
it's ridiculous.
I think it's a very complicated issue, and I think that the tragedy about it at the end of the day is that a lot of people lost their jobs, which I think is the worst element of it.
The worst part is it wasn't just once, it was twice that they lost their jobs.
They lost their jobs, and the fans were, they got their hopes up, and then they got their... I mean, the whole thing is very sad,
and people like Erica Slazak ended up having money owed to them by Plastic Park, because Plastic Park had to go into restructuring bankruptcy because of the ABC lawsuit, what a mess.
Okay,
yeah.
David, we have different call with David, sweetheart.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying that I'm just trying to ask from the perspective of someone who's in it what your take is on some of that stuff. It's just me, it blows my mind.
It's very, very sad. But you know what? I congratulate you on all of your new projects, and I wish you a lot of luck, and I hope that we see some great stuff out of you.
I hope so. I mean, I'm just the idea. I come up with, I mean, I'm like the Agnes Nixon of coming up with ideas for characters and for series. I'm just,
that's crazy.
You know, I have no money whatsoever, but hopefully we can try doing Kickstarter and things like that, knock on wood, and we'll see where we go. I mean, I have some people I have in mind that I'd love to write characters for, you know, but whether or not they'll do it or not is another story. And
it's a
know,
lot of work, but just hang in there and you'll get through it, okay?
Thank you for the encouragement. God bless you.
Not a problem, buddy.
Okay, sweet. Sweetie, David, Doctor, I'm going to put you on hold and take other calls. Okay, one of my favorite people, and hey, Will, I mean, Corey. Oh, I'm his
Hi,
Will
Carly.
To his great Spankle.
I'm sorry,
no,
what did you say to me?
We're Jack and Karen.
Yeah, Will and I mean, Corey and I are like Will and Grace, so.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice. Hello, Corey. How are you?
Good, Michael. Thank you for being on our show. I really didn't
Thanks
have a question.
You.
I just wanted to let your – thank you. I didn't really have any questions. I just wanted to let you know how much I love Divanity.
Oh, thank you.
It really is my guilty pleasure. anytime I need something to watch, it's my go-to. Like
oh,
Carly
that's
was
so
saying,
great to hear.
Like Carly was saying, I can binge watch it. I was also a big fan of Dynasty. They
mm-hmm.
used to rerun it in my area. I'm not old enough to have watched it when it was actually on, but they used to rerun
sure.
it here, and it definitely has that feel. So,
well, thank you. Thank you for watching. We had a lot of fun with Divanity. It was a blast to do. I miss it. You know, it's really funny. As Winterthorn is about to be released, all of the Divanity fans are popping out of the woodwork, and they're all like, oh, we love Divanity. And it's always nice to hear because we worked really, really, really hard for many years on that show, and we had an amazing time. And you never know. It could come back one day. You never know. I have an idea if it were to happen, but we'll see. I got to focus on the new baby. But
well, for me, when we lost One Life to Live and All My Children, and particularly All My Children, soaps kind of lost the glamour.
Yeah.
Erica Kane was the last bit of glamour on soaps, and for a long time, that's what soaps were about. Were the glamour and the stars. So
because
Divanity,
it's a form of escapism. It's so, and you know, and I'm glad that you bring that up, because one thing that I can promise with, you know, for anybody that hasn't watched Divanity, if you want to watch it, you can go to divanity.com. It's still there. And with Winterthorn is that, you know, soaps are supposed to bring people together. They're supposed to be escapism. It's supposed to be, you know, you had a shitty day at work, watch this show and you know, see what everybody else is going through. And I think the glamour aspect and the style and the clothes and the jewelry, it's like its own character on the show. And I think it's really important that producers give audiences that, because it's such an integral part of the fabric of what a soap opera is. So hopefully you'll like the clothes and the jewelry on Winterthorn too, and all the feathers. We've got feathers for days.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I've only seen the trailers, but it looks really good.
Thanks. So,
all right, Carly, I'll let you put me on hold and take other calls. Thank you again.
Okay, thanks, sweetie.
Thanks for calling
me. Okay. My host Megan and my BFF and my second mom. Hey, Megan, you're on the air with us.
Hi, how's everybody doing?
Good. How are
Good.
You?
Good. Thank you. Well, Corey just said exactly what I wanted to say. I love Divanity. It was
thank
total
you.
Escape. Really. I love it. And it was what we went to soap operas for. We need that part of our day. We
yes.
need, you know. And I hope your new baby turns out to be a huge success. I will be watching.
Thank you. Thank you. You guys are so lovely. This is such a wonderful, you know, I get so nervous because I don't think that people sometimes people don't understand, you know, I get a lot of flack from my friends. They're like, you always seem stressed. And I really want you guys, I do this for the soap fans. I really want you guys to like the show, and I really want you guys to have a good time with it. And it, that means a lot to me, you know, everybody calling in and saying that, because you're the ones that I do this for. And, it, you know, and I remember, you know, it's once again going back to my grandmother, and I remember what a difference these shows made in her life. And, you know, she's one of many. And, you know, there was a time when women were stuck at home, you know, doing the chores and whatever. And that landscape has changed. But what was really great about soap is that it brought people together. And I do firmly believe that we can do that again with great storytelling and, you know, really just embracing the soap community and making it a positive experience.
I totally agree with you. I mean, when my Nana, well, you had to watch the shows. You had to watch her stories. Everything had to be quiet.
Yep.
It started out a lot of life and back there. And okay, I grew up in the 50s. It was like 60s. And I got hooked. My mother got hooked. Then I picked up some more soaps, and I hooked my mother on those. And honest to God, the soaps, all they do is, to me, imitate life. They're going through stuff on the show that people are going through in real life. And it's such a bond. It's so binding, and I love them.
It is, because, you know, even when you've got characters that are crazy and over the top or a family situation, you know, maybe not everybody can relate to that kind of wealth or that kind of power or whatnot, but everybody can relate to love and loss and pain and anger and happiness. And, you know, and you know, that's why I think that, you know, a good soap to me is always about good characters and about the relationships between those characters, because that's what we can all as an audience relate to, you know, and that transcends time and style and all of those things. It's about people at the end of the day, and that's the most important quality, and that's why soaps are so universal.
They are. They're just people. I mean, we're all global
observers
together. Yeah,
we're all people.
And, you know, it's kind of nice to look how the other half looks.
Yep.
It distracts it. And I love Dynasty. You know, I love Dynasty. And the reruns are on, and I was around when the original was on. But it's a great storytelling, and I love what you're doing, and God
Thank
bless you for many, many more years.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you so much.
Next card.
Okay, and thanks, Maggie. Okay, and, well, I think our time is done here, and we would love to have you back, you know. Keep
this
us posted.
This was so lovely. Thank you so much to everybody for all of your lovely compliments
and
kind words. It was so nice. You guys are such a sweet group.
Yeah, we are. We are crazy. We are a little dysfunctional, but at the end of the day,
well,
we love ourselves.
Right,
and
that's perfect.
Hey,
Charlie, thank
Michael,
you for having me on
you,
the show.
Yeah, and if you ever want to write a character about a radio host who's a little crazy, but she loves interviews. I mean, I'm not crazy, but if you want to make me crazy and do crazy stuff, you have my permission to write me into any of your stories.
You never know. You never know. But for anybody listening, if you don't know where to go, you can go to Winterthorne, Winterthorne. I hope I just spelled that right out loud. .com, winterthorne.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Winterthorne1, and you can follow me personally at M, like Michael Caruso, CARUSO, actor, and that's my Twitter handle, and I hope you guys, you know, reach out and talk to me and have some fun.
Yeah, and we hope you come back. We will really...
I'd love to.
Okay, cool. Well, I will keep in touch with you, and I hope
right.
you don't have any more crazy interviews tonight, because you need to go rest, Michael. You need to go have a nice drink of wine and just relax. Oh, and tell your wife,
right,
thank you for following me. Tell your wife, thank you so much. Thank you. Have a great night.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, that was Michael Caruso. And you know, so I'm bringing everyone. We are going to have a little sad, but not that much because, you know, we will be having a crazy day. Hi, I'm bringing everyone on there.
Hello.
Hi, Carly. My
Hi,
little
Corey.
Karen.
Hey, Corey.
Hi.
Hey, David.
Is Maggie on?
Yep.
Still
here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am, of course.
Hi, Maggie. I missed you.
Me too. I didn't have a call.
Hi, Maggie. How you guys been?
I'm going crazier than I am.
I
got a new...
Dennis started sixth grade today, so I understand what
But Sonny was on. That makes the day.
Oh, don't tell me because I haven't watched soaps today.
I'm not telling you anything. Sonny was on.
I will tell. I will. I'm just a little frazzled today, so.
Good.
You know. Corey, I'm a little frazzled today. David, I'm a little frazzled, so I apologize to you guys if I don't seem as professional as I usually am, and I hope I was professional during the interview, else I'm going to feel really, really, really bad. But what did you guys think of the interview?
Carly, I think you did a good job even with the surprise.
Yeah.
Like I told you in chat, I don't know if I would have been able to stay as calm as you did. I would have lost it. My heart is pounding and my blood is boiling.
You too.
Oh my God, what happened? I didn't have the phone number. What happened?
I will tell you later. Believe me, I tell you, you will understand. Why I'm this way right now.
This phone does not have the phone number in. After it was battery set, whatever.
Okay,
that's
Mom,
what
if that
problem.
Ever happens again, and I'm on air, and if I don't answer you quick, Corey, you, Facebook Messenger is always open, right?
Always.
Always? Okay,
so
cool.
ask Corey next time, and I will talk to Susan about making the loud more, you know,
legible. The red writing.
And so I haven't watched any of the soaps today. But I'm going to tonight. And I just want to remind everyone, Days of Our Life is on Pop. Corey, you were not here for the announcement last week.
I know that now, and I'm really excited for that. I think it's a great option. I wish that Pop would grab up General Hospital, too.
Yes, please, please, please.
You know, I want us to treat it, okay? I want all of us to start treating it.
Okay.
Because be really good. I just want to let everyone know about what's coming up this week on Daytime After Dark.
Domani.
You know, tomorrow is Zayton Saint Scott, Will on One Life to Live.
I don't know if you all know this, but he's also dating. If you watch Queen of Dramas, you found out that he was dating Lindsay Hartley. She was on Passions and All My Children.
My Kara. Dr. Kara.
Yep.
Just hello.
On Friday, I have an exclusive interview. I'm so excited. so proud of Coley. Okay, I'm using my name in third.
That's okay.
We are going to have Days of Our Life, new head writer, Dana Higley, on Friday at noon. And that would be 2 o'clock your time, Corey. 3 o'clock your time, David.
Okay.
And I know.
Oh,
I don't even
have
here.
Hi, David.
David's there.
Hey, David.
David's there. There he is.
You are quiet tonight, honey. What's wrong, David?
I'm still here.
Oh, you are quieter than usual. You don't have to be that quiet, in my opinion.
So,
we are going to... we are going to end this so early because I might have to go do that thing I do in you, Corey.
Yeah, well.
You know? Because my stomach is not okay. But any announcements? Any Grady announcements?
No, I haven't really seen much of Grady online. I was going to message him tomorrow, but he's dealing with a lot. Like I said, I can't imagine.
No. I lost mine both, but not that close together. I can't imagine. Oh, my God. My heart breaks.
And
praying.
Yeah, and it takes time. All of that takes time.
Lots of prayers.
Lots
right.
of prayers.
Time,
and
time.
I think we should just check up on him every once in a while and just see how he's doing. I'm going to end the show. And, David, will you be here tomorrow?
Yep. Just remind me of the time. It's just before the show.
Okay, and then Friday, we might have one on Wednesday, but I'm still looking at the logics of it. And if I have that person on, Corey's going to sit his pants. Basically, I would love to see that. I'm kidding, Corey. I'm kidding. Okay, I mean,
Carly, I love
I
it
mean,
when you surprise me with good guests. I don't think anybody could top my boyfriend, Christopher Sean, but I do love it when you surprise me with guests.
Well, I try, and how's your eating going?
Why does that name sound familiar?
Who? Sounds very familiar.
Who?
Christopher Sean.
You mean Christopher Sean?
Yeah, why does that sound familiar?
Christopher Sean, David, plays Paul on Days of Our Life.
And we both want him bad.
Yeah, so Megan and him are going to have a fight over him.
No, Carly, remember we decided we were sharing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they are going to tell.
Because sharing is caring.
Yes, it is. Sure is.
Yeah, and it's a lot of other things. But, usually I would talk soaps, but I just want to, because we will be back tomorrow and Friday. So there won't be a daytime after dog. On Friday night, but there will be one at noon, on Friday. So we won't have the Friday night show, but we will have the Friday afternoon show instead. Hope that makes sense to everyone.
Yes,
and I just have one more thing, Carly. In addition to my shows that I'm already doing, I'm adding my version of Days of Our Lives. So look for that soon.
Cool. Thank you.
Hey, so are you going to make Days of Our Life characters, or are you going to make some new characters in it?
Well, there'll be some new characters, but I'm also it's going to be my own version of Days of Our Lives. So all the the usual suspects will be there. But yes, you know me. I create new characters for all my shows. So
I have this idea for a character for Days of Our Lives. Oh, he's a riot.
Can you please, can you please, Corey, have me a reporter on there, and I get to sleep with Daniel and Brady?
Well, I'll
come
see
on.
What I can do.
After all I've been through tonight.
Yes, mind your child.
I
need the two guys in here.
I was through it with you, okay?
He was with you.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And David, I would love to hear your idea, so I'll get your number from Carly.
Yeah, call me. Call me, definitely.
Yeah, I will extend you guys numbers, and we will be back. And everyone, oh, my God. Too bad you didn't know more about Michael. He was on Pretty. What, Pretty Little Liars or what?
Liars. He used to be on there.
Oh, crap.
Not
oh.
regularly, though.
I was trying to keep it to, his new show. That's all. I mean, that's what I was trying to do. I will ask him next time, everyone. So have a great night, and we will see everyone on tomorrow night at 6.
Sounds good. Have a great
evening.
Okay.
Have a good night.
Bye, guys.
Yep. Have a
bye,
good night,
bye.
Everybody.
Good night. Thank you. Okay. I quit.